There goes the full-time whistle here in round two of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Club Championship game. The last of the round two matches, and it's ended in a share of the spoils. 9-9 was the final score, and now there's fists being thrown by players on the field, and out comes both sets of players from the dugouts, management as well, and Connor Morrison and Charles McGuinness were getting stuck into it, so they were. And now everybody's just bailing in. It's not what we want to see. Feisty stuff indeed from both sides, but Brendan, let them work through it on the pitch. There's players on the ground. Footballing wise, a share of the spoils a fair enough result?
I think so. I think share of the spoils was a fair result. You know, St. Junan's played really, really well in the first half. It's good I've seen them play for a while, and we're deservedly well ahead at half time. And you have to give great credit to Niamh Conn, who showed a lot of resilience and courage to come back at them in the second half and ground out a 9-9 points apiece draw. Both teams will look back with regrets in the game. Both will feel that they probably could have came away with it. There's a lot of tempers flared out there at the moment, but hopefully that'll all calm down. But you have to say, you know, Niamh Conn, whilst coming back and drawing at 9 points apiece, they had a number of chances, they had a lot of wides in the second half, so they will look back and they'll think maybe, you know, that they should have kicked on and won the game after having been 6 points down at half time. For St. Junan's, you know, they'll have to look at themselves. They would play some really exhilarating football in the first half. They looked really good in transition, moving the ball up to the middle third, but in the second half they didn't. You'd have to ask where were the leaders to get their hands on the ball, take control of the game in a game that they really should have been able to control and close out.